Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. In today's nutrition landscape, where calories, macros, and fancy supplements are now part of the mainstream conversation, it can be easy to forget about the importance of the basics like good old fruits and vegetables. We all have a vague sense that they're good for us and that we should eat them, but if you don't concretely know why, it can be difficult to place as much importance on them as you should. So here are five reasons to consider. The aim is that once you see how they relate to your physique and performance goals, you'll start to take your intake of them more seriously if you're not doing so already. So reason one is that they help with digestion. Fruits and vegetables are usually high in fiber, and having sufficient fiber intake is important for digestive function. But that isn't limited to your ability to use the toilet, although that's super important. To digest food is to break it down so that we can get the nutrients out of it to be used in the body. You can't get the glucose from carbohydrates, for example, or amino acids from protein without first breaking them down. Soluble fiber from foods like the flesh of apples and pears, berries, oats, beans, nuts, seeds, etc., form a gel with the food, which may slow down the movement of food through the digestive system, allowing the body to absorb the nutrients in that food. On the other side, insoluble fiber from foods like the fruit skin, leafy vegetables, broccoli, bread, brown rice, etc., provides the food with bulk, accelerating the body's drive to pass the food through, allowing the removal of the food after we've gotten the nutrients from it. For these reasons, it's important to get plenty of both types in. Luckily, most fiber-rich foods, even the ones mentioned here, contain some forms of both. Eating a wide range of fruit and veg whilst adding in things like whole grains can go a long way towards improving your fiber intake. As a side note, fiber intake is also associated with controlling cholesterol levels as well as helping reduce the risk of bowel cancer. As a general recommendation, 10 grams of fiber per 1000 calories consumed is a good place to start, meaning that someone consuming 2500 calories daily would aim to get 25 grams of fiber per day. Reason number two is that they keep you full. For many athletes, hunger isn't much of an issue due to the relatively large calorie intake, but some still struggle with it, particularly when eating less in an effort to lose weight. Given the fact that most fruits and vegetables are relatively low in calories compared to their volume, including more can mean eating more food volume without adding a lot of calories and even potentially reducing calories. There was a study done where some participants were given an apple to eat 15 minutes before a meal, which resulted in them eating less or fewer calories than a group who didn't eat the apple before the meal, and that includes the calories from the apple. This basically meant that eating the apple before the meal and then eating the meal led to less overall calorie intake than eating the meal alone. The study also compared apple juice, which didn't reduce the overall calorie intake of the meal, indicating that the fibrous element of the apple probably contributed to the fullness. And you don't even need a study to make this point. You can imagine that if you had a meal of chicken and rice alone, for example, but then decided to add a big pile of lettuce and cucumber to the side, basically negligible calories, you probably know without even trying it that it's going to fill you up more than the chicken and rice alone. Reason number three is that they provide micronutrients or vitamins and minerals. So it's not quite clear whether or not athletes should be recommended to eat more micronutrients than non-athletes. Some say that the increased demand on the body requires more micronutrition, whilst others say that the usually increased food intake of athletes means they end up getting more anyway. Either way, we can say that athletes shouldn't be slacking on their micronutrient intake, especially if they're eating less in order to drop body fat. There's also some evidence that athletes are at greater risk of being deficient in certain specific minerals and vitamins, especially when they restrict their diet in terms of energy or calories, or in terms of specific foods like meat and dairy, for example. So vitamins are essential nutrients that the body usually cannot produce enough of and which it needs to get from food. These include the fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K, and the water-soluble B vitamins and vitamin C. They facilitate a huge number of varying roles within the body, including energy production, cellular repair, skin health, improving the immune system function, among many other things. Minerals are also crucial to maintaining the overall health and functionality of the body. These include things like sodium, potassium, magnesium, chloride, calcium, iron, and zinc, among others. They are also involved in many functions within the body, including fluid balance, the transmission of signals to muscles, muscle contractions, maintenance of structures like bone, and hormonal regulation. Now, as you can imagine, optimizing these elements can contribute significantly to your ability to train hard and compete. It would be much too complicated to start trying to find out how much of each vitamin and mineral you're taking in, although a blood test could be a way to find out your levels if it's an option for you. But instead, we should follow recommendations around our consumption of certain foods, primarily fruits and vegetables. We've all heard of the 5-a-day recommendation, and it's a good place to start, but getting up towards 8 to 10 per day might be a better place to aim for, given that you're likely to be consuming more food than most people anyway, and given your energy demands, and because there may, as we mentioned previously, be more demand for micronutrients given the extra stress you're putting on your body. Also, consuming red meat 1 to 2 times per week, consuming dairy where possible, and getting sunlight often for vitamin D production can also help ensure adequate micronutrition. A multivitamin can also help, and specific vitamin/mineral supplements can be used to counteract potential deficiency, but these shouldn't be seen as an alternative to consuming health-promoting foods. Reason number 4 is that fruits and vegetables help with hydration. Given that water takes up over 50% of the body and that water is being removed throughout the day via urination, breathing, and sweating, it is crucial that we are replacing it by consuming sufficient water. Doing so allows the body to better regulate its temperature, which is crucial during hard training, to digest food, to transport nutrients around the body, to lubricate joints, and to improve many other biological processes. As an athlete where you tend to be training often and hard and therefore tend to sweat more than non-athletes, it can be difficult to meet your hydration requirements through water alone. Many fruits and vegetables can help out here. Some fruits and vegetables are even made up of over 90% water, meaning that whatever volume of that fruit you consume is almost equivalent to that volume of water. For example, if you eat a piece of watermelon that was the size of a glass, that is almost the equivalent of drinking the same size of glass of water. And some fruits and vegetables that fall into this category of being over 90% water are watermelon, cucumber, strawberries, spinach, broccoli, and melon, among others. Apart from the replacement of fluids, proper hydration also depends on having adequate electrolyte balance. Electrolytes are salts that are often found in foods and drinks, and they include sodium, potassium, calcium, chloride, and magnesium. They play a key role in the electrical signaling systems in the body that affect the heart, the muscles, and nerves, and they also help regulate fluid balance within the body. Now, recognizing this role in helping you contract muscles during athletic events is often a good motivator for athletes to start getting more fruit and veg in. Reason number 5 is that fruits and vegetables keep the diet interesting. So at some stage, we've probably all been in the habit of eating bland chicken and rice or plain porridge or potatoes and meat consistently. And we can often narrow our range of food down to a set of 2 to 3 protein sources, 2 to 3 carbohydrate sources. And if you're someone who loves food, that just gets boring after a while. And who can blame you for feeling the need to overeat on pizza and takeaway food all weekend if you're eating tasteless, boring food all week? Including fruits and vegetables opens up a huge range of possibility within your diet. They're extremely versatile, meaning that there is a range of different ways that they can be prepared and cooked. So soggy broccoli isn't your only option here. There are also many different types of fruits and vegetables so that you are sure to find some that you like. And if there are only a few that you do currently like, just simply start by including more of them. And you may ask, what if I don't like vegetables? Well, as a kid, you probably squirmed at the taste of alcohol or coffee. Yet, most adults have acquired a taste for at least some variations of these over time. In the same way, you can adapt to enjoying the taste of vegetables by consistently eating them. In order to improve your ability to enjoy them, try preparing them in a few different ways, frying, roasting, raw, etc., and try adding spices and sauces to them. You'll eventually find a variety that you do like, and you can emphasize these within your diet whilst also aiming to bring in more varieties over time. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.